You need to get back to him. He gets scared when I'm gone.
Is Elliot a person?
No.
He looks like a dragon.
What's a dragon?
That's a dragon.
We are talking about Pete's Dragon. Now, I remember Pete's Dragon when I was a kid. You know, that movie came out in 1970 some shit. And at that time, it was a much different film. But you know, Disney has this thing that they do these days. It's turned into a full-fledged trend where they take the animated films and they turn them into live action moneymakers. And they said, well, shit, we're going to even go to the half animated films and see how that works out.
That's like, it was a live action film.
Yeah. Yeah. If you remember Pete's Dragon, they had like everybody was live action except for one animated dragon. And they said, you know what, we can do something with that today. And it is a kind of a different film, but its premise slightly the same. What you have here, you got little Pete riding in the car, going on an adventure with his parents. They're driving down the road. A deer runs in the middle of it.
Fucking Bambi.
Fuck Bambi, man. And then
they got to remake two movies at once.
At one time. And they steer off the road, hit a tree, dead. Do you know the way that deer looked back to it? The deer was like, got him.
I know. I was like, man, always said that deer's an asshole.
Oh, hell yeah. But that left him all out in the woods by himself. He was surely about to perish, about to die in the wilderness until a big-ass green dragon comes out and makes friends with him. And he's kind of lonely, too. And he says, you know what? I'll take care of you, boy. You and I together, we're going to survive and make the best out of these woods. Now,
you know that scene was like a prison scene where those wolves looked like they were going to rape him in the shower, little Pete, and the dragon came out to save him?
I did not see that part. No, I didn't. That's a part. No, yeah, no. I think we saw the same movie. I think he was watching prison rape on little boy. You know? Yeah, bestiality, pedophilia, and rape at the same time. But he can only last out there so long before he sees another human being. Reminds him of his mother. And she has shiny things. So he comes out to investigate.
Is he a cat?
Yeah, he looks like a ferret and shit. He comes out to investigate, ends up finding himself back in civilization, leaving his old buddy Elliot behind. That's the name of the dragon. At this point, this kid, he's beginning to warm up to human beings again, finding himself with another family. Is there going to be room for Elliot in this new life that he has, Martin? Now,
can a dragon live?
Can a dragon live,
family?
Martin? Can I live? Now, the thing with this is that, as I said before, you know, this is a remake, and there are some huge differences between the two. The first film, it was a musical, and it was a lot more colorful, a lot more whimsical. And
it was lighthearted.
Very lighthearted. And as I said, everybody was live action. The only one that was a cartoon was that dragon.
Share an irresistible secret with Lampy.
Dragon!
Celebrate with Nora, a newfound friend. And live it up with the funniest, most lovable dragon alive.
What the fuck?
Jacking off behind.
I know. Yeah. Shit, I thought it was a family film. That other dude's like, man, I can give you a picture of me if you want. You ain't got to stand right here. Now, you know, with this right here, the other thing that was different is that they thought that Elliot was raised by hillbillies.
Yeah.
And so everybody, when Elliot was telling everybody that, or I'm sorry, Pete was raised by hillbillies. So when Pete said, I got a dragon named Elliot, they thought he was like sipping on the family moonshine and shit, you know? Thought his ass was drunk and hallucinating. So most of the movie, they led you to believe that nobody could see Elliot the dragon except for little Pete. We didn't know if he was real or not. And with this one, they said, nah, shit, we spent money on special effects. We're going to show you the fuck out this dragon right here. Young Peter is quick to show that Elliot exists, and they don't hide that. Everybody knows pretty early on in the film that the dragon is real.
How do you not just run?
Thank you.
down here for? You know I'm hungry, right?
Oh, Ellie, Ellie, why you do that? Peter's like, no, no. She was cool, man. She was cool.
I really got you.
I got a hold of the director's cut. Oh, you like that, you sadistic fuck. But I tell you, the thing about them showing Elliot the dragon is it's a cool thing, you know, that they got that out the way early, because sometimes I like the effect of the dragon, sometimes I don't.
Oh, really? Know?
Because sometimes the effect is cool. I like the way they've turned him into like a huge dog, you know.
Well, that's the thing. What was the dragon in How to Train Your Dragon? Was it Spooky?
I don't fucking know. Sure.
I can't remember his name.
Toothless.
Yeah, Toothless. And Toothless had all the mannerisms of a cat.
Yeah.
And so here they've switched it and made it and gave him all the mannerisms of a dog.
Yeah.
And it makes you warm up to him. You see how, like, man, I actually would like to have one of those.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Unless you Corey Goodwin, this is like a flying bag of weed right here. You know?
Hey man, he got the fire.
I can't tell you how many times Corey was looking at the screen trying to light that shit up, man. But
I did not see this. Yeah,
what are you talking about? But Martin,
maybe that was you lighting up.
Yeah. Shit, maybe I was going to contact Hop this dragon. I don't know.
Good one right there.
But you know, that is the cool thing about the dragon right here is that, like Martin said, you know what they know what they're doing. They give him the mannerisms of a dog. And the reason why they do that is because they're playing off of this whole thing of boys loving dogs. Mm-hmm. The old theme of a boy
and his dog.
And it's also playing off that thing of, you know, I have a special imaginary friend that just happens to be real. I got that special thing that no one else has out there. And the other thing that works here is this is something that, it's the reason why people love this nostalgia, all these things going back to the 80s that reminds them of their childhood. This plays on the theme of kids taking control. For, you know, that's what Spielberg would do with his movies. That's why kids loved it. You know, that's why kids love even shitty things like the Monster Squad back then, because kids love to think that they're the ones taking control. You know, with
if adults left us alone, we could run shit.
Yeah, you know, adults are assholes. You know, everybody loves Elliot the Dragon, but you know, some asshole has to come up, some adult can't understand him, wants to capture him or kill him. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you know, the kids are the ones that know that this is a special thing right here. And combine that with old people. You know, that's a cool thing too, right there. It's like the middle-aged young or young adults, they're assholes, but
they just want to make money.
But the old people and the young people, they kind of, you know how when your parents, you thought that they were shitty,
uh-huh.
But grandpa knew. You know, grandpa, you and him had a connection right there, and it's cool to see the young people, and they're playing off that grandparent kind of connection to see them work together. Because as you might have guessed, there is a point in the movie where Elliot gets caught. And everybody has to work to break him free from the asshole adults.
How do we get him out of here?
Do you know how to drive?
Sort of, but my dad's truck doesn't have this many buttons.
Stop what you're doing, young lady.
She's like, shit, another dragon. Fuck how many dragons you got, Peter. No, it's Robert Redford right there, and it's cool to see Robert Redford in here. You know, he's and I'll tell you why, because he's a reason for the performances being one of the reasons for the performances being so good in this movie.
Your feet don't even reach the pedals. Scoot over.
Wait.
I don't want to hurt your friend, son. I just want to help.
Get in.
Trucks and shit.
Hey, old buddy.
Like, shit, let me off this motherfucker, man.
You gonna get us killed. Yeah.
Did they say what year this took place?
Because no.
It's clearly in the past. They're using dial phones. Mm-hmm. And you could start a truck with just sticking a knife in the ignition.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in here that they kind of leave very low key. They don't show you cell phones, anything. They never say what time period it is.
But you know it's in the past.
And they try, and being in the past, where there's not a whole bunch of gadgets, it actually makes this a little more timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when I mentioned Robert Redford, he's one of the many people where, for this to be a family film, you know, everybody here has a very quiet, kind of low-key performance. I mean, even when things get excited, nothing ever gets goofy, nothing ever gets loud. Everybody kind of has a very quiet approach to their characters, which makes them seem a lot more human. And Robert Redford is one of the people in the movie that really connects with you. Like I said, he is a grandfatherly type. Whenever he's reading stories to kids, because he's a guy that saw this dragon a long time ago, when nobody else saw it, of course, he shuts his mouth. He said, "I'm gonna put my ass in a home if I start talking this." Then, but he does it where he tells his experience of the, like, stories, folklore to the kids of the neighborhood. And when he's reading to them, it's almost you really do get the feeling like, hey, he's reading to me too.
I wasn't gonna be done, not yet. I just took out my pocket knife, and as the dragon set upon me, I drove it home.
Scaring the kids again, Dad?
No. I was just giving him a leg up on what's out there in those woods.
Well, I'm out in those woods every day. And while I...
She always does this shit, man. She don't ever let me tell one story one time.
I've seen bears and bobcats and just about every type of bird you can imagine. I have never seen a dragon.
All those kids are looking at him like
why the fuck you lying?
hey, wait a minute, man.
You said
this shit was true, homie. but you know, it's the performances that make these people, and just the tone overall in this film that kind of just endears you to it. When you watch this, you notice that, in contrast to the first one being all colorful and whimsical, this is a little more somber. This is something where they use a lot of grays in the environment, muted colors. As I said, you know, the performances are very kind of low-key. And in a summertime where we have a lot of loud blockbusters, a lot of explosions, that's something that I can appreciate about this film right here. And the only criticism that I have with this being so kind of pulled back is that sometimes it works great, and sometimes it makes the characters not so interesting. The kid that plays Peter, and the actor's name is Oakes Fegley. The kid that played,
oh,
I know,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's an actor, man. He's gonna get his ass whooped in school if he wasn't.
Hey, Fegley, come here.
You know, he's in the film. You don't really learn a lot about him. I mean, he's got some cool scenes because he's basically Tarzan.
Mowgli.
I'm Mowgli. Yeah, you know, he does some cool stuff. He's hopping off of cars in traffic. You know, he's very acrobatic and athletic. The only thing with him is that when he's not jumping around on stuff, I found him kind of dull as far as his character goes. The only time I really did find him compelling is when he's doing scenes with Dallas Bryce Howard. And that's because when they're together, There's an emotional bond that you can feel, a very motherly type thing that's coming out of her. You can see her really caring for this kid that's lost. She doesn't want to give him up because she knows he's going to be lost in the system. And it comes through very well.
You come inside with me now, and tomorrow I'll take you back out to the woods and you can show me exactly where you live. How does that sound? You know, when I...
Like, don't touch me. Just don't touch me. You're like, you finish out, you're done right now. You know, I like this kid, and he's a cute kid. And being that he's acting in a way that's not obnoxious, he's not loud, you know, he's not precocious. It's a good performance by him. I'm just saying that the character itself, much like some in this movie, my problem with this is that, in addition to the things I told you, is that it's very straightforward. This is a movie where it's for kids out there, that's nice. It's so straightforward. It's predictable. It's comforting to kids out there to know what's going to happen. I think for adults like me who are watching this, for it to be so predictable as it is, it doesn't do the characters any favors, because after a while, when the characters who start out, so compelling with their emotions, they just turn into pretty much traffic cops for this movie. You know, they're with the story, just move along, just move along, just get this thing going. Other than that, I think, again, as far as the summer goes and as far as a release from Disney and, you know, a pretty much mainstream release, you know, you see these kind of movies usually reserved for independent films, but to see how it's telling us, the simplicity in it is okay. I like that. And, you know, and I can appreciate how that is for a family film. Not great, but it's something that I can see that is going to be really innocent and good and not offensive for families to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't everybody rush to talk.
Well,
what I'm going to say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are such a role. I'm like, he's not even taking a breath. all the positive things you say about this movie is true. They are there. I just felt like it was really undone by its plodding pacing and the fact that it was somber. There's not a whole lot of joy in the first 2/3 of this movie. I mean, you know, you watch what happens with this kid, with his family, and it just moves right on to him being stuck out in the woods. And it's like, wow, no joy in Mudville for this kid. And it's funny because in my head I got stuck on the fact, I'm like, wait, if wolves are attacking a human, that means there's no other food around. So how did he survive out there for 6 years? And I know you're not supposed to be, you know, like asking for realism from Pete's Dragon, but the movie tried to, and right, instead of going the whimsical route, it was more like, yeah, but what if it really happened though? But this is how it really play out. So I was like, well, there's no way he could have lived out there that long.
And you know what, Martin? I wasn't going to, because people call me old Nick Pick Coleman. I wasn't going to say anything because I'm like, in the movie, the dragons are not imaginary.
Right.
They're real. And so I'm thinking, what the fuck is this dragon eating? How come people out there ain't tripping over dragon turds?
That's the thing. You know? When you play it whimsical, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
When you try to go real, it's like, well, then you got to bring in some real world physics here. This is a forest that there's not a lot of food. We don't see a lot of game. And the forest, it's being deforested by, what's his name's, West Valley's.
Carl Urban.
Hey, Carl Urban's company, their lumber company. So I'm like, where's the dragon feeding this kid and getting enough food for itself?
And they don't,
it's you.
Yeah, and they don't tell you another thing. And I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to kind of let it slide. I thought you were going to be the one be like, man, it's just a fucking movie. Okay, Corey. You know,
they put it in play.
They don't really tell you anything about the dragon. They insinuate that he might be lost, but it's kind of like, no, he's just fucking there.
Yeah, he's just hanging out in the woods.
He just happened to be hanging out in the woods like, oh, shit, there's a little white boy right there. You know?
And he's been around long enough for Robert Redford to go from a little kid to be an old man.
Well, he was actually a young guy. He wasn't a little kid when he said he saw him, because he's out there.
Yeah, but look how fucking old he is.
Yeah, he's been around longer than that dragon.
Yeah. But yeah, there's so much of what happens. It's like, man, on paper, I like what it does. And you're right, that kid, he is good. He's subtle. There's so much subtlety. But sometimes it's just so much where it's kind of like, man, move it up or just put some more humor in it to make it fun at times. I just felt like as a kid watching it, like, you don't get that, like, oh, I felt so good watching it. It's like, fuck, man, it just sucks.
It's a chore to watch.
Yeah, even if you got an imaginary dragon, the adults are just going to beat you down and put you in the system, and you ain't got a chance.
God damn, Pete's Dragon depressed you, man.
It was. I was watching it. I was like, this is kind of depressing. Plus, a lot of dialogue is kind of cheesy. The actors aren't bad, but they aren't giving a whole lot.
Carl Urban is
a cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's just a villain for the most part.
Yeah, that's it.
But unlike Suicide Squad, it actually has a better third act than the first two acts. Like, once it gets down to it, I was like, all right, this is actually coming together. And yeah, you're right, it's predictable, but they do some cool shit.
Oh,
and Elliot finally has that Iron Giant moment. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Well, yeah.
Superman.
No, not that moment.
Okay. When the army was attacking
the Iron Giant, he went like, okay. Y'all want to fight? Okay.
No, there's a point where Elliot is, man, he's trying.
He's like,
look, because of Peter, I'm not going to fuck with y'all, but God damn it. He said, all right, you know what? That's it. Rah! He's like, I'm tired of fucking with y'all. Y'all don't know. I'm a goddamn dragon. Burn everybody in this fucking in this town, man. Yeah, once they started, and it does, it picks up where the kids, where they get, you know, for me, the kid in me woke up, I was like, when they start capping on, they start popping caps in Elliot, and I was like, oh shit, not Elliot, no, don't do that. It was my E.T. moment, man. I started tearing up and shit.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, so I woke up, but damn, Martin, I seen you come out happier in Holocaust movies than this one right here, man. I mean, you know, I don't, damn, Elliot fucked with you, man. I don't know what's going on.
Well, shit, man, I mean, he's orphaned in a horrific way, which they really just, they kind of gloss over it in a way. It's almost like the camera's like, well, let's move on to him to be being lost in the woods and attacked by wolves. I'm like, hello? His parents over here dead. He's about to die. And y'all just acting like, oh, it's just another Disney film. No big deal. He's got a dragon, so it's all cool.
Yeah. I like the way Elliot, he saw the car. Didn't even go up there to check him.
Exactly.
Not good.
Yeah. It was like Pete looked back at his parents, and Elliot was like, don't worry about that. Come on over here,
you
girl.
Mind now.
Yeah. You know, it got to a point because you know, it was funny how Elliot looked over at the car. And he's kind of like, because he knew. I guarantee you that Pete's parents were alive. Because Ellie was like, no, they fucked up, man. Like, you don't want to see this you shit. I got you. Yeah,
go on over there.
Yeah. Shit, I was one of Dateline should have showed up at that moment.
Chris Hansen come in.
And you notice when Pete found maybe a new surrogate family, Ellie got all jealous and shit. Like, oh. You like them, like not me.
There's a point where, damn, now you got me looking at this movie in dark ways, because there's a point where Pete finds a family, he's happy reading stories, and Elliot, the dragon, is looking through the window, and you see murder in his eyes.
You saw people talking through the window.
Shit, Pete, if you went in, I'd burn this motherfucker down right now. I'll be back. You just turn this into a horror movie, man.
You know, I call him like I see him.
But you ain't gonna take me to that dark place, man. I ain't going that dark place with you. I happen to think that this is a delightful family film. It's very unless you watch it with Martin and he's fucking clouding your mind, perverting you into darkness and shit. But I actually enjoyed this. The flaws, as I said, man, they stand out big. So I can't go in strong and say I highly recommend that you spend all your money on this. But I will say that this is a nice family film for an afternoon. You know, the kids are crying. Bring your little ass on. We'll watch a movie, you know, hang out for a little bit, put in some quality parenting time. And I think...
Is that quality parenting? I can't say nothing to them.
And then...
that's some quality parents hitting the booze cabinet. Yeah.
Well, you know, they serve beer at the movie theaters now.
True.
So taking your kid to see a family, going to see Pete's Dragon, you can actually treat it like a bar now, you know?
Just go in there and watch a dragon movie, baby.
They going to kill him. He about to die.
Yeah, you parents come back. Yeah, what that fucking dragon doing now? But I recommend this as a matinee. I think it's a fine matinee film. Not a highly enthusiastic matinee, but a fine matinee.
I was close to giving it a rental. Like I said, it's just a little bit too much cheese. I do like that, unlike the original, like there's no musical. They took the songs out. I would not want to sit through a musical of this. But I do wish it could have been more lighthearted. It's the third act, the fact that it comes back so strong toward the end, that I'm going to bump it up to a low matinee.
Oh, a low matinee. Oh, I thought you were going to hate this, man.
No, I didn't hate it. But I was just like, well, you know.
Martin coming out that movie, that dragon raped me, man.
I seen shit.
Martin coming out holding his hands and don't go in there. It's darkness in there.
What's gonna happen to Elliot?
You have no idea what this thing is capable of. Let's go hunting.